This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. We've got an update on the crisis pregnancy situation in New York.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This life is a golden opportunity to give and to love through uncertainty. Just like the Father reaches down to us, and through His Son He grasps us to Himself. This is love.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I have the life you always dreamed for me, because your love went on and on. I found my life was in the crafting.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
This life is a golden opportunity to give and to love through all uncertainty. Just like the Father reaches down to us, and through His Son He grasps us to Himself. This is love.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast, and our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Here's the question we asked. We had the first phase of the hearing before the City Council yesterday in New York. Why is it that NARAL and Planned Parenthood do not want crisis pregnancy centers to state that they are talking about fetal development, that they want to talk about the risks of abortion, that they want to talk about the child's development stage? Why is it that Planned Parenthood and NARAL don't want the world, and especially these women facing a crisis pregnancy center, to know the truth? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. As we give an update, we're front and center on this issue in New York yesterday, Jordan. We had the city council meetings. You've been briefed. I've been briefed. I talked to C.C. Heil. I got information from San Nunberg today as well. Hearings went very well. Even the New York Civil Liberties Union said there are First Amendment problems with that legislation.
There are, but we've also got an indication of really where the mindset is on this attack against the crisis pregnancy centers, the pro-life pregnancy centers. This is from the council member Jessica Lappin, who is the bill's primary sponsor. Quote, this is about truth in advertising and women's health. There are 24 anti-choice centers, of course they use that word, because they would never say pro-life centers, masquerading as health clinics right here in New York City, masquerading. Rather than provide full and accurate medical information to women, they mislead and manipulate them. A representative of Planned Parenthood New York said crisis pregnancy centers don't just prey on women seeking abortion, they target women seeking birth control. President of NARAL, Pro-Choice New York, unfortunately, when a woman enters a crisis pregnancy center, she is confronted with biased counseling, anti-abortion propaganda, and deception. NARAL Pro-Choice New York believes that the dishonest practices of crisis pregnancy centers must be exposed and stopped. These are the abortionists, folks, who are attacking crisis pregnancy centers because it's bad for business.
It is bad for business. Do you agree, folks, and I want to hear your comments on this, do you agree that Planned Parenthood and NARAL, that they're in the abortion business, as Jordan just said, and what they don't like about these crisis pregnancy centers, they're competition. They're offering an alternative. That alternative is not an abortion, and therefore it affects their bottom line. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to hear from a city councilman a little bit later in the broadcast. We're going to get an update from C.C. Heil as well. But, folks, this is the real question here. Why is it that Planned Parenthood and NARAL, anti-choice as they call them, going after these crisis pregnancy centers? I think it's a business decision. Again, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Now, we have got in motion a series of legal actions as well, and this is important, folks, as well as a direct statement that we will go to court. And interestingly, NARAL has a link on their website up right now with a thank you note to the councilwomen who sponsored the bill. You can send a thank you note. Well, we want to send a message back to NARAL, and that is the American people want these crisis pregnancy centers to operate. We want you to sign on to this petition. Here's the number. If you add your name to this petition, standing for these crisis pregnancy centers, 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The pro-abortion lobby, including Planned Parenthood and NARAL, are mobilizing. They're engaged in a nationwide campaign. Their target, pro-life pregnancy centers. Pro-abortion groups are going from city to city across America, doing everything they can to shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. They pressure local lawmakers to force costly and burdensome requirements on pro-life centers, requirements that don't apply to pro-abortion centers. This one-sided pro-abortion effort is not only wrong, it's unconstitutional. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines in New York City, where city council members are being pressured to enact local laws that penalize pro-life pregnancy centers. We'll take legal action if necessary to stop these blatantly biased measures. The outcome of this issue in New York City will be felt nationwide. It's a life or death issue for millions of unborn babies. Join with the ACLJ now and send a powerful message to New York City. Add your name to our petition. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Updating you about the pro-life pregnancy center battle in New York City. We now have another council member, Daniel Halloran, who represents the 19th district. He's a city council member there, part of Northeast Queens. And city council member, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely, not a problem.
You had a great quote today, actually, in the Wall Street Journal, which we were talking about the reporting requirements for these crisis pregnancy centers that groups like Planned Parenthood and NARAL would like to see. And you said, why doesn't Planned Parenthood change its name to indicate that it's also plans for non-parenthood? Because at the heart of this battle is defining what these facilities are actually all about.
Well, look, the biggest problem in those hearings yesterday was the hypocrisy that was going on, and whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, the reality is the government is attempting to step in here and do something it has never done before: regulate negative signage in a business, and won't do it for the other side. You know, for something to be constitutional, it needs to be on its face neutral, and both sides would need to be on the plate in the legislation, and they're not, and it's clear they're not. And I've reported some of the statistics. For every 120 abortions that Planned Parenthood provides, they make one adoption referral. One.
Yeah, we're talking about 1%, councilman, of what they do. They are in the, we've
1%.
Always said this, they're in the business, yeah. They're in the business 1%. Of abortion. Yeah,
exactly.
Right, one-tenth of 1%.
So there's
yeah.
no parenting going on in Planned Parenthood. That's just a misnomer. So if we're going to do this the right way and you're going to tell me that this is a face-neutral piece of legislation, well, then they need to be accountable for their misrepresentations in the process.
Let me ask you this, and I've thought about this as we may have to litigate this, assuming that the legislation passes. It's clear that NARAL and Planned Parenthood are the primary sponsors of this. A couple of the council members obviously are doing the heavy lifting for them. What was your sense with the New York Civil Liberties Union said there were some First Amendment problems with it. We've obviously pointed that out as well here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Your sense on what's going to happen and how important is it for people in New York and for that matter around the country, because all eyes are on New York on this, to speak out on this issue?
Well, look, it's very important that we bring a balanced approach to any piece of legislation. And, you know, unfortunately, this particular piece of legislation is squarely in the sights of the debate between pro-life and pro-choice. And because it is, powerful lobby groups are going to be weighing in And as you pointed out, NARAL and Planned Parenthood have taken the lead on pushing this. But we need to send a message. The government should not be in the business of telling our not-for-profits how to operate. Yesterday, the deputy commissioner of the Department of Consumer Affairs admitted that we do not do this type of regulation for any other not-for-profit. None of them get that. And the scary thing is the schedule for penalties and fines in this. There is a criminal penalty of up to 6 months in jail that could be ascribed for not having a sign. Can you imagine that the government is going to tell you because you didn't have a particular sign in your business, you can go to jail?
It is
killing free speech issue.
No, it's incredible, really, and I've handled a lot of cases at the Supreme Court of the United States on First Amendment grounds. This would be an easy one, frankly. The idea that you would criminalize a compelled speech issue here. I mean, you're forcing them to say something, and the penalty for that is, as you said, jail, which is just incredible as it is. Congressman, we appreciate your statements on this. We appreciate you being on the broadcast and really appreciated those statements in the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for being with us today.
You take care. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Folks, you heard from the councilman. This is what we've got. And I think, Jordan, this is the reality of what we've got. All eyes really are on New York. Is Planned Parenthood going to be able to bully their way through and getting these crisis pregnancy centers regulated out of existence? They made it very clear. They want these crisis pregnancy centers closed. So what we have to do, and I don't think we have an option here, folks, we need to hear from you today because we are going to continue this effort, but this is probably the last day we're going to be able to really hit it for a while because now it's going to go back. They're going to amend it. It goes back to a proceeding. We need to say thousands of Americans from around the country have said, and doing exactly what the councilman just said, are speaking out and saying we want to protect these crisis pregnancy centers. Here is the number for you to add your name to this petition going to the New York City Commission, exactly what the councilman just said, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to, of course, aclj.org, and you can sign up online. But again, 877-989-2255. And I encourage everybody that's listening to make that call right now. Let me ask you another thing, folks, and some of you have been really, really generous. We're in a matching challenge campaign here at the ACLJ, which means anything you donate, we get a matching grant for. If you donate $100, it becomes $250, becomes $125, $50. We are asking you, I'm asking you, to go to the web today at aclj.org, or you can call the toll-free number and give a donation. Make a tax-deductible donation to the ACLJ during our matching challenge. aclj.org, it's really easy to do. It says donate now. You go right to the website, and you could do it. Or you can call us at 877-989-2255. Every amount helps. Keeps us going in New York and around the world, and, of course, here in Washington. Again, aclj.org to make that donation. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Bill's calling from Virginia Online 2. Bill, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. It just seems evidently clear to me that Planned Parenthood and NARAL, the likes of which, the only logical sense of why they went and closed down these pregnancy centers, the pregnancy crisis centers, is because it affects business. I mean, that just seems the common sense thing. I don't see what kind of moral concern that NARAL and Planned Parenthood would have, except
no, they're in the business of abortion. I mean, the councilman just said it. What was it? Less than 1% of the less than 1% do they refer for an adoption referral. That means basically everything they do is an abortion. They, by the way, they brag about their statistics of abortion because that's how they justify their existence to their members.
Well, it's how they keep track. It's how they raise money. It's how they make money. It's what they spread around the world. I mean, they are the number one abortion provider. That means they pay for or perform the most abortions in the United States and in the world. And as my dad said, they do brag about that. It's an economic battle to them as much as it is an ideological battle. I don't want to take away from that. These are two ideological positions fighting each other. The life side, the choice side, head to head. And you see how they call what they call you. Anti-choice. Not pro-life. Not against abortion. Anti-choice. They will never use those terms. They don't want to put abortion on their door at Planned Parenthood. I'd like to say, could you imagine, as the council member said, that they had to put on their door, we're the center for non-parenthood, we're the non-parenthood organization, because that's really what Planned Parenthood is. If you want to sign this petition now, call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. A petition to stop the shutdown, criminal violations for crisis pregnancy centers. Back to the phones. Maria calling from California on line 5. Maria, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Maria.
Hi there. How are you today?
Good. Good.
Good. What I want to tell all of the women out in America, you know, I had an abortion 45 years ago, and it haunts me today. Every day I regret what I did. When I walked into the clinic, I got, oh, it's going to be better. You'll be better off. You're young. You don't know what you're doing. Life is going to be different. No, life has been miserable for me. Yes, I was blessed with 5 children. But you know what? I look back and I wonder, what happened to my 6th? Why didn't I go for some other help? And that's the thing that America has to listen to, that you have to live with this the rest of your life.
Do you know, if you were to make that statement, Maria, today, as you just made it, and it was in the context of a crisis pregnancy center, the National Abortion Rights Action League, NARAL, Pro-Choice America, and Planned Parenthood would say, Maria, you are not telling the truth, and you have no right to say that in your own crisis pregnancy center because that's fraudulent and deceptive. That is the argument they're making. You know, there is, and we've got this in our news reports today, there is a national movement of Americans wanting alternatives to abortion, wanting compassionate care, and they're finding that in the context of these crisis pregnancy centers. But Maria, what you just said could subject you to being closed down in New York, and as the councilman just said, even criminal sanctions. That's the outrage of this. And Maria, I appreciate you called in and shared your story because, again, this story would not be allowed in these crisis pregnancy centers in New York this proposed bill gets into effect. We appreciate your call. But, folks, this is the reason why I want you to make a call. And I'm going to ask you to do this directly. We're just going to say the last day we're going to be able to do this for a while, folks. I need you to send a message to New York so people like Maria can tell their story, so these crisis pregnancy centers can continue their compassionate outreach. Here's the number to sign this petition. Say no to NARAL, no to Planned Parenthood, no to the City Council of New York proposing this. And by the way, you're seeing it, folks. We've had people call in the broadcast opposing this legislation. These are city council members. It makes a difference. Here's the number for you to speak out. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Make that call now. 877-989-2255 to stand up for these crisis pregnancy centers in New York and around the country. And by the way, when you go to aclj.org, make that online donation. It's going to be doubled. We appreciate that very much to our matching challenge. Back with more in just a moment.
Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulo, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
The pro-abortion lobby, including Planned Parenthood and NARAL, are mobilizing. They're engaged in a nationwide campaign. Their target, pro-life pregnancy centers. Pro-abortion groups are going from city to city across America, doing everything they can to shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. They pressure local lawmakers to force costly and burdensome requirements on pro-life centers, or requirements that don't apply to pro-abortion centers. This one-sided pro-abortion effort is not only wrong, it's unconstitutional. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines in New York City, where city council members are being pressured to enact local laws that penalize pro-life pregnancy centers. We'll take legal action if necessary to stop these blatantly biased measures. The outcome of this issue in New York City will be felt nationwide. It's a life or death issue for millions of unborn babies. Join with the ACLJ now and send a powerful message to New York City. Add your name to our petition. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to tell you something. American Center for Law and Justice, we're battling Planned Parenthood in court in California. We're battling NARAL, Planned Parenthood. It looks like the New York City Council in New York on the issue of life. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're just 2 days away from filing the next brief in the healthcare battle in Florida. We're going to let you know how you can participate in that on Thursday and Friday's program. So, folks, on the issue of life, we are front and center and unapologetic. But, again, I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now and add your name to that petition at 877-989-2255, sending that message to New York that we want to protect these crisis pregnancy centers and the great work they do. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go right back to the phones.
Let's go to Tess calling from Michigan on line 6. Tess, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Tess.
Hi. I know a young woman whose father forced her to have an abortion. She had no choice. We don't really know how often this happens, where women are forced by others to go the cheapest route. They sell it as a woman's benefit, but it's not. She had no.
You know, it happens more than you think. We've had a situation, Tess, where we've had guidance counselors arrange for abortions for students under the age of 18 without parental consent in states where they did not allow abortions without parental consent, but the particular counselor had the student taken to New Jersey instead of Pennsylvania, out of Pennsylvania and into New Jersey to have the abortion performed without parental consent. These kind of things happen all the time. This is the kind of evidence, too, we got out at the trial. We got evidence out there yesterday at this hearing. But, folks, I believe that we are going to be in court. And, by the way, if you go to aclj.org, we've got information about the how the hearing went. But I think we're going to be in court on this thing, Jordan. It doesn't look like there's going to be much alternative. But we've got to continue to speak out.
No, I mean, you've got the head of the city council here sponsoring this. You've got who supports it. Jessica Lappin, who's a council member behind it, she's the primary sponsor, says this is about the truth in advertising and women's health. There are 24 anti-choice centers. That's what they call these pro-life pregnancy centers. Masquerading as health clinics right here in New York City. Rather than provide full and accurate medical information to women, they mislead and manipulate them. Now, I know when you think New York, you think this has got to be an uphill battle. This is very difficult with the city council. We've heard from two city council members, one who's a Democrat yesterday, another a Republican today. Both understand why this is such an important issue for those crisis pregnancy centers, supporting the life stance, but also realize that this is not about abortion. This is about freedom of speech. It's about the First Amendment. Now, what will we see happen? They're going to go through an amendment process. We'll keep you updated about this fight as it continues. They'll go through an amendment process. Then, of course, they'll pass this. It has to go to Bloomberg. In fact, in the next 30 minutes of Jay Secchio Live, we're going to be having a discussion with our attorney in New York City right now, CeCe Hiley, who's there, walking you through how long of a process this will be. But you want to start laying the evidence now, the groundwork now. And what she has to say in that interview will be interesting. A lot of claims here about masquerading, misleading, mischaracterization. Was there evidence or any facts to back that up, which is what we'll be talking about in the next segment of Jay Secchio Live. But this is going to be a long legal battle. It's likely that the council, unless they are understand well enough that if you pass this, it will be held by a court as unconstitutional. They're going to do it. They're going to fight it out in the courts, and the American Center for Law and Justice is going to be ready, standing there. We hope you are, too, by joining our petition to stand with these crisis pregnancy centers. It's 877-989-2255. You'll also get a free copy of our DVD, Choosing Life, if you call now. 877-989-2255. Or aclj.org. June calling from Wisconsin on line 4. June, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, June.
Hello.
Okay, June, I'm sorry. You're listening to your radio, so we're going to ask you to turn that down. We'll come back to you in a moment.
All right, let's go to James calling from Florida on line 2. James, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, James.
How you doing, Jay? I had a quick question I wanted to ask you. If you get the laws changed in your the way you want for abortion, it doesn't do anything to the heart of the individual that's wanting the abortion.
Yeah, you know, interestingly, though, James, these crisis pregnancy centers, that's exactly what they give a compassionate explanation of the significance of life. They give the moral options. Planned Parenthood, Jordan, as we know, and we've been litigating Planned Parenthood for years, never does that, James. So the fact is the crisis pregnancy centers want to give the information out. Planned Parenthood wants that information silenced, stopped, never to be allowed again.
Well, that's right. The fact is that they are... When you fight them internationally, you find out that, James, they are the strongest force. The Center for Reproductive Rights, Planned Parenthood, have offices around the world. And when you start anytime meddling in where they feel like they've got a lock hold, for instance, in Kenya where we did work and the pro-abortion part of that constitution, it's because of Planned Parenthood. That's who's working alongside the United Nations, the Population Fund, all of those different aspects. To promote abortion and easy access to abortion around the world. They have no problem with taking money and paying for everyone's abortions. That's what they do. That's how they make money. It's a business for Planned Parenthood, and the business only works, their model only works, if they're actually performing abortion procedures. And we all understand this, folks. If you believe this is life and death, this is murder, what's happening at these Planned Parenthood abortion centers, then you should do exactly what the council member said. They're going to force crisis pregnancy centers to put up a sign that says we don't perform abortions. Fine. I would love Planned Parenthood, if they don't, by the way, they go to jail, put up signs on their buildings, loud and clear, so that I can read from 50 yards away, we perform abortions here. Think about how popular those facilities would be anymore in a community. This is where you can have an abortion. Right here. Would you want to be those Planned Parenthood staffers every day having to go into that building? I don't think so. The regulations never apply to them. It's only about attacking the pro-life community.
Which is always their agenda here. Folks, we're here for another 30 minutes, so it's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. And we're taking your calls for the next 30 minutes, so lines will be opened up, and we encourage you to call. We want to hear what you have to say about this. Let me say this, folks, and those of you that are on the line, stay there now because we're going to get to you in a moment. This is a fight for life on a different level. This is not the protest in front of the abortion clinic. This is offering the abortion alternative. And what Planned Parenthood and these groups want, basically, is that alternative not to be allowed. Free speech means you're supposed to be able to hear this diversity of ideas. Why not hear the idea that you could bring that child to term and there are ways for you to be helped? Why not allow that to go forward? What is their objection? And that is, the objection is, they're in the business of performing abortions. So, again, we'll be taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let me ask you to do a couple of things. Follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. That's twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Also, let me encourage you here. We are in a matching challenge campaign for the American Center for Law and Justice for the ACLJ. I would really appreciate you making an online donation to the ACLJ at aclj.org. When you do that, your gift is doubled, and it's helping us in Washington, New York, and around the world. But I really need your help on this, folks. We don't ask much. It's a tax-deductible gift. Any amount helps, and any amount is doubled through the matching challenge we have. So again, aclj.org for you to make an online gift to the American Center for Law and Justice. You can also do it by calling our toll-free number at 877-989-2255. But the easy way to do it is aclj.org. Now, folks, here's what we need you to do. This is the last day we're going to be doing this for a while. We need you to go to your phones right now and add your name to the growing chorus of thousands that are saying we want to stand with these pro-life crisis pregnancy centers and speak out for the unborn.
Here's a toll-free number you call, 877-989-2255. When you call and join that petition today, you'll also get a free copy of our DVD, Choosing Life. So call right now, 877-989-2255. Directly fighting back this time, folks, against the abortion industry itself. This is who we're doing battle with. Call now, 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines in New York City, where city council members are being pressured to enact local laws that penalize pro-life pregnancy centers. We'll take legal action if necessary to stop these blatantly biased measures. It's a life or death issue for millions of unborn babies. Join with the ACLJ now and send a powerful message to New York City. Add your name to our petition. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And by the way, that song that you're hearing is from John Schlitt's album, The Grafting. We encourage you to get that. You go to johnschlitt.com, S-C-H-L-I-T-T. It's a great album. We hope to have him back as a guest on the broadcast soon. We've got a lot of calls coming in, so we're going to go right to them. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Jessica calling from Oregon on line 6. Jessica, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jessica.
Thank you. I guess I mainly just wanted to comment a little bit about my experiences a year ago when I went to Planned Parenthood, because when I flipped open the phone book, it was the one in bold print and first one I noticed, so I called to make an appointment to have a pregnancy test. I was very close to my 40th birthday and in absolutely no position to be pregnant, was not in a healthy relationship. Pretty much as bad as a situation could get, almost. There are worse. But when I went in, I was already pretty sure that I was pregnant. And when I got the results, they came in really quickly. And I think the thing that I find so curious about the legislation that they're trying to pass, or the whatever they're trying to pass, I find when someone is guilty of something, oftentimes they think that the other side or the other person is doing the same. And that was my experience with Planned Parenthood, was they're very strongly trying to, no better way to put it than talk me into having an abortion. I was in a very vulnerable state. I was sobbing and repeatedly told them that I could not have an abortion and that I didn't believe in that and that I was a Christian.
What was their response to that?
That's another interesting story. I have a pamphlet that they gave me, and they said it would help me if I called some of the people on this pamphlet. They were people that knew about indoctrination.
So they were trying to, they were giving almost an anti-Christian message at the same time.
Very much so. And they have a lot of people in cahoots with them who are on the front, religious people. This pamphlet had a really large list of people who are working in the churches in the area that I was in at the time and that I could go to talk to that would relieve my guilt, I guess, and help me go ahead and have an abortion. I explained that I don't believe that my faith is an indoctrination necessarily, but that I was comfortable with the things that I believed, and I believe the things that I believe, but I was just in hysterics, being just extremely full of fear for that moment. And so as soon as I could compose myself, as soon as they were pretty much convinced that I was not going to be having an abortion and had done their best to convince me that that was a thing that could be worked through, had failed. And
well,
I left.
You know, here's the thing, and I'm glad you did leave, and I'm glad you called in and told us your story, because this is the reality. They want to give out all kinds of information, just not information that ever shares a pro-life perspective. And you've added something new to this, Jessica, that we're finding out as people are calling us about this, that they also had basically a very anti-Christian message as part of their overall agenda, that that's the way they were going on this. So what they want to do is stop information from going out so that people like you can't get on the air and discuss this. Because if you discussed what you just said right here, if you were to discuss that inside a crisis pregnancy center, Jordan, the fact is what Jessica said, that's what they want to regulate away.
Exactly right. They don't want that discussion to be had. They don't want that opportunity there. They want people to be afraid. Well, wait, if they can't give me a doctor, if they don't have that right away, then maybe I shouldn't go to the crisis pregnancy center. I need to go right to the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. But as Jessica said, once you get in that abortion clinic, what is their job at the Planned Parenthood facility? Convince you to have an abortion. Anything they can do. Here's a list of religious people who say it's okay to have an abortion, so don't worry, even if you thought it was murder. It's why the Jennifer story is a perfect reason why it's time to take a stand. Get the DVD, Choosing Life. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The pro-abortion lobby, including Planned Parenthood and NARAL, are mobilizing. They're engaged in a nationwide campaign. Their target, pro-life pregnancy centers. Pro-abortion groups are going from city to city across America, doing everything they can to shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. They pressure local lawmakers to force costly and burdensome requirements on pro-life centers, requirements that don't apply to pro-abortion centers. This one-sided pro-abortion effort is not only wrong, it's unconstitutional. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines. In New York City, where city council members are being pressured to enact local laws that penalize pro-life pregnancy centers. We'll take legal action if necessary to stop these blatantly biased measures. The outcome of this issue in New York City will be felt nationwide. It's a life or death issue for millions of unborn babies. Join with the ACLJ now and send a powerful message to New York City. Add your name to our petition. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Talking about our work in New York City with the crisis pregnancy centers. We're going to get right to your phone calls. In the last segment of the broadcast, we'll have our attorney, who is there in New York City with our team, leading the charge there, talking about what that first hearing was like. Remember I said on the broadcast yesterday, right when we finished, that hearing was starting. We've heard from two city council members directly on Jay Sekulow Live already about the hearing. Got a lot of news coverage as well. We will be talking about. Let's get right to the phones, though. Leanne calling from Kentucky. Online 5. Leanne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Unfortunately, as a young adult, I made poor choices and had an abortion. And since then, I've had, gotten married, had two beautiful daughters. But with both pregnancies, I went into preterm labor at 6 months and was bedbound and excruciating pain. Girls came out kind of sort of messed up from a uterus that kept contracting. And I could not carry the girls to full term because of the damage that I sustained during the abortion. And they told me this is a high-risk pregnancy, you've had an abortion, you've had damage done. Well, at the time when I went to have the abortion, they're like, oh, this is safer than having a child. You'll be just fine. Well, that's a complete lie.
It's interesting that you say that, Leanne, because I'm going to play for you. It's soundbite number 2. This is New York City Councilman Fernando Cabrera. He was on the broadcast yesterday. He talked about what the real issue is here. Then I got a follow-up question I want to ask you. But let's go ahead and get soundbite number 2.
the real issue here is that this crisis sent pregnancy center, they're cutting into Planned Parenthood. That's really the agenda. They didn't pass at the state level. Now they want to come into the city. And this is why everyone who really sees the light and have the understanding that this must not take place.
Now, let me ask you this, because, Leanne, you experienced this. What was the sense that you got? What kind of pressure were you put under while you were there?
This is your only option. You're young. It's the best choice.
And that's what we hear constantly. That's why I would say this is the only option you have. You have no other choice but to have this abortion right now. And let me go back to Leanne one more time, because that has to be clear. You know, you can hear, take it from us as we talk about people's stories, but you've been in that situation, Leanne, and that's what they tell you. It's basically, it's not just pressure, but what you said, which is, I want people to say it again. You said there's no other option for you. You must have an abortion. That's what they're telling you.
It's almost like fear-mongering.
Yeah, this is exactly why, folks. Leanne, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your honesty and integrity on this. Folks, this is why you got to speak out. This is why you have to say enough is enough and we're not going to tolerate it. Because the reality is what they're asking for is not only a free pass, but a free – it's almost as if they're engaging in antitrust activity because they're so concerned about their business of abortion that they will do nothing to allow an alternative. What's the big problem? They're so in favor of choice. Why not allow options to be put on the table? Because that's not what they want. They said it to Leanne. Your only choice is abortion. Folks, sign that petition to New York City Council. It's the last day to do it. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And as I mentioned, we're in an ACLJ matching challenge. So any gift you make to the ACLJ online doubled. So we encourage you to do that at aclj.org.
Catherine Kahn from New Jersey, online for Catherine. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Yes, Jay.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. That lady that was before me, she is
Leanne.
That after an abortion, there is a problem carrying through and giving birth. Now, also, as opposed to a miscarriage, which is basically a natural effect on the body, even though the hormones do not follow through and there is a reaction to the body, with a forced abortion, there is a more severe reaction of the hormones on the woman.
You know, by the way, all of this is documented in peer-reviewed medical literature, and including the increased risk of breast cancer. But you know what they say? They don't want that information out. At the end of the day, this is about stopping the very, again, the information you're saying, Catherine, and Jordan, this is true. Inside that crisis pregnancy center, they don't want what Catherine said discussed, that there are real medical and psychological aspects when an abortion takes place. They want that to be off limits.
And it's why we're engaged in this battle, folks. I want you to get a free copy of our DVD, Choosing Life. Takes you inside, behind the scenes, the beginnings of this pro-life protest movement, the people who decided to stand up, take to the streets, and combat many of these same activists on the pro-abortion side who've been at it for years trying to silence even those who are trying to help women who are pregnant handle the situation from a pro-life standpoint. Here's the toll-free number you call to get that DVD and sign our petition in support of these crisis pregnancy centers, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Amy, calling from Kentucky, on line 6, actually works at one of the pro-life pregnancy centers. Amy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, I was trained in the Pregnancy Care Center, but I work in the schools in 5 counties here in Kentucky teaching abstinence. So we do go through the birth control methods, and I agree with everything you're saying about abortion. But one thing that we're not hearing is the STD rates, and, you know, the Planned Parenthood is handing out the pill like it's candy. These kids, 1 out of 4 sexually active teens right now are walking around with an STD. And these can cause infertility and other health problems, cervical cancer. So if they're not caring about human life, I mean, at least care enough about the young women, you know, and teach abstinence and that they can have self-control. We are not animals. I have two 20-year-old and 17-year-old who are abstinent, and it can be done. But we need to be talking. So I'm so glad you're out there talking.
Well, they don't even give options. That's the thing with Planned Parenthood is that there's no option but abortion. There's not even a discussion about sex or to do it or not do it. They just say, do it. Here's how. Here's how to enjoy it more. That's actually their website for kids, for teenagers.
Yeah.
Here's some things you should try. Here's some things you can do to keep it safe. It's just the truth. I mean, some of the stuff that Planned Parenthood puts on their websites for kids, under 18, would not be allowed to be shown in a movie theater. You wouldn't be able to buy the ticket if you weren't that age to learn about the graphicness of some of the discussions they have. Let's get back to the phones again. Another call coming in. Jasmine from Colorado on line 5. Jasmine, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jasmine.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
When I was in college, I did have an abortion, and I think about it all the time. My child would be 10 years old this year. And so when I think about what the work you guys are doing, I mean, I wish, and I think about it all the time, that I could go back and stumble upon a crisis pregnancy center, because I know I would have made a different choice. And, you know, I know that only God can heal, you know, my hurt.
Right.
And maybe it
That's right.
If I get to heaven, but I just believe I've been forgiven. But I wish
you have.
I had the opportunity to, even if it's just stumbling upon it, just to see that people care about you and that you do have an option. And I know that if I had been able to hear ultrasound or hear about life, and I don't believe that Planned Parenthood cares about that. You know,
Jasmine, first, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your integrity in making the call and your honesty. And the forgiveness is there through Jesus. So that's not the issue. But it does have, sure, look, the pain, I've heard it from a lot of women. We hear it all the time. I mean, every time we do this topic, Jordan and I just were talking about this during the break, you get the real stories. And this is what they don't want out. I mean, at the end of the day, what Planned Parenthood does not want is Leanne and Brenda and Jasmine. They don't want these stories out there. That is what they're so objecting to, because, Jasmine, what you said has real power for people that are listening to this broadcast right now.
That's right. These are the stories that they're not going to put in the pamphlet for you, Planned Parenthood. They would never put in the pamphlet. I mean, imagine if we were to say we're going to force Planned Parenthood to have to videotape people who've had abortions and how they feel about it later in life. So we'll take people like Jasmine or Leanne, other people that have called into the broadcast. We're going to put them on a video that you have to watch before making your final decision, after you've been lobbied to have an abortion. If Planned Parenthood, if that was proposed, they would be fighting back so aggressively. The calls about this is a persecution of women and you won't let women make up their own mind, they want to silence these voices. What crisis pregnancy centers have done is given a voice to the people who have experienced this to say, you know what, it may not seem like a big deal now, but 10, 12, maybe 20 years down the road, this is going to hit you hard psychologically. What about, you may talk about the cost of a pregnancy at the initial stage when you're young. What is the cost psychologically later in life? And I think we hear it from our callers all the time who seek forgiveness, but this is something that will be with them for their whole life. Planned Parenthood doesn't want people to know that. That's what crisis pregnancy centers are there to do. It's why we're standing with them. Get a copy of our DVD, Choosing Life. Also, stand with these crisis pregnancy centers. That's why we're letting people listen. These are live call-ins, people telling their stories. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We'll back. We'll take more of your calls. We'll have a special live update from what's happening in New York City at these hearings. 877-989-2255.
And don't remember, you can make a matching gift through the internet to ACLJ.org. It'll be doubled, so ACLJ.org for that. Back with your calls in a moment.
Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change, and Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
The pro-abortion lobby, including Planned Parenthood and NARAL, are mobilizing. They're engaged in a nationwide campaign. Their target, pro-life pregnancy centers. Pro-abortion groups are going from city to city across America, doing everything they can to shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. They pressure local lawmakers to force costly and burdensome requirements on pro-life centers, or requirements that don't apply to pro-abortion centers. This one-sided pro-abortion effort is not only wrong, it's unconstitutional. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines in New York City, where city council members are being pressured to enact local laws that penalize pro-life pregnancy centers. We'll take legal action if necessary to stop these blatantly biased measures. The outcome of this issue in New York City will be felt nationwide. It's a life or death issue for millions of unborn babies. Join with the ACLJ now and send a powerful message to New York City. Add your name to our petition. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country and we're going to go right to them.
Jennifer is calling from Georgia online too. Jennifer, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi Jennifer.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and sure. I appreciate everything that the ACLJ does for to stop abortion. I basically am calling, I'm kind of nervous right now, I'm sorry, so it's hard.
It's okay.
I don't know why, but when I'm 39 now, but I have had a bunch of friends that have had abortions. My little boy is 8, and a friend of mine, her child would have been 8, and it's just the guilt that these women have, I feel very sorry for them, very sorry, and I don't know what to do, and it's almost like abortion not only affects the mother and the father, but it affects people around, and I feel really bad for Jasmine, and there is forgiveness, anyway, that's just, I guess.
Well, Jennifer, I appreciate you calling. And, you know, we've heard from a lot of Jasmines, Leanne's. We've heard from a lot of people today. I appreciate your call. But I'm going to reiterate this. Exactly what you said is precisely what Planned Parenthood does not want allowed in the public debate. They are trying to shut this debate down. You know, in a sense, this programming couldn't have been any more perfect. You know, we're lawyers, so we deal with evidence. This is the kind of testimony you wanted at trial. And we got some of this out in the New York City Council hearings yesterday. But, Jordan, this is the reality. Now you know why, folks. Planned Parenthood and NARAL are fighting so hard to keep this information from these young women.
Well, no, it's absolutely right. We were not soliciting the calls about the
right.
We were talking about the procedural issues in New York. And when the women here have had experience with Planned Parenthood, experience with abortion, or their friends or family, but many times they have themselves, and they hear about the fact that these pregnancy centers who have been really sprouting up post the abortion movement of the 60s and 70s, they wish they were there for them, and then they hear that now they'd be closed down for the next generation or shut down or sent to jail because of that. It's why people call in to tell their story. They know that their story is more compelling than any legal battle, any procedural battle in New York City, but that they need that they want to make sure that that option is there for young women around the country, that those crisis pregnancy centers are there. We're going to go to this interview right now with our attorney who's there on the ground, was at the hearing yesterday, Cece Heil. All right, Cece Heil, an attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice, is joining me right now from New York. She was at the hearing yesterday. Remember, folks, right as we were going off the air at 1 p.m. Eastern time, that hearing was starting. Cece's joining us right now, and let's talk right about what was happening at the hearing. Cece, first, we finally got to hear from some of the proponents of these rules and regulations, this kind of legislation, if you call it, before the New York City Council. And it was the cast of characters that we expected.
Yes, it was all, NARAL, Planned Parenthood, all the exact people that we expected to be there and saying the exact things that we expected them to say.
When we talked about something internally that we talked about, now I want to talk about on radio for everyone, is that out of all these claims that the crisis pregnancy centers, the pro-life pregnancy centers, need all these new reporting guidelines, they need new signage, they need to start making up disclaimers as a nonprofit, you saw that there was absolutely no evidence from the pro-abortion agenda, the pro-abortion lobby, that any of their claims actually existed, that there was actually any need for crisis pregnancy centers or pro-life pregnancy centers to take any of these regulations or follow any of these regulations.
Yeah, you know, that was the most telling of the day, is that there was not one factual piece of evidence submitted by the proponents of this bill. You know, and I think that's why they're trying it at the city council level, is because they have the ability at the city council level to just, you know, make testimony and state things as fact with no ability for us to cross-examine, you know, subpoena witnesses, do any kind of deposition, and so they can just state things as fact. Now, we did have one pro-life councilman on the panel at the beginning of the hearing, and he did a very good job of pulling out information from them where they admitted they didn't have any factual evidence, that the NARAL document was not done scientifically. So we've got some great things on record. But, you know, if this case goes to court, we're ready.
What's next, CC, for everyone who's listening right now? I think that's the best. So we started out this panel at the New York City Council. What happens next?
Well, you know, another great thing is the NYCLU, when they testified, the majority of their testimony was basically, you know, we suggest that this committee amend this legislation. And so the ACLJ, really, we see that as a huge win for us already, because we have been meeting with council members, letting them know that they have a First Amendment problem with this legislation, that we're ready, you know, to go to court. And we won't hesitate. I mean, the day this legislation passes, we're in federal court. So we actually saw that our voice was heard. Even the NYCLU, who is, you know, the advocate of the pro-abortion side, is saying, yeah, you got some problems with this legislation. It needs to be amended. So it goes to the committee now. The committee has a process of amending it. When it comes out of committee, we expect that it will be amended, and we expect they will probably use the suggested language of the NYCLU. Then it actually has to go before a full vote of the council members, and then if it passes there, then the mayor is actually required to have another public hearing before he signs it into legislation. So, you know, if nothing else, our efforts have absolutely thrown, you know, a wrench into their system. We slowed them down. They know they have a problem. They're going to amend, which was not the case. They thought this was just going to fly through. So, you know, we feel that yesterday was very successful. And, you know, only time will tell. It might not come out of the committee. They might, you know, from yesterday, they might decide, wow, we really don't have a case in court, and we don't want this to go there. So maybe we should pull back, let things cool off, you know, and decide what their next move is going to be. So, no matter what they decide, the ACLJ will be there ready to fight.
That's right, folks. And, of course, when CC talks about the NYCLU, of course, that's tied right to the ACLU. CC, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Jordan, so much.
You know what's so interesting about that, Jordan, is the fact that the New York Civil Liberties Union knew we were right. They know that you cannot have this kind of regulation on First Amendment activities, that it's unconstitutional on its face. But here's the issue. They're going to now amend it, which puts us right back into court. So, folks, this is it's going to end up in court. We're going to end up in litigation. We need your help on this on a couple of fronts. One, if you go to ACLJ.org and make an online donation to the ACLJ, whatever you donate is doubled. We have a matching challenge out there, so we encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org. And then, Jordan, the reality is you've had a number of city councilmen on the last few days. The fact of the matter is this. Let's be realistic. If the American people speak out, that has a huge and direct impact.
That's right, folks. And here's the toll-free number so that you can speak out. Join the petition to protect these pro-life pregnancy centers, the crisis pregnancy centers. Get a free copy of our DVD, Choosing Life. Here's the toll-free number you can call, 877-989-2000. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Again, folks, this is an important time. Go to ACLJ.org. You make that online donation, your gift will be doubled at ACLJ.org. Call now, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines in New York City, where city council members are being pressured to enact local laws that penalize pro-life pregnancy centers. We'll take legal action if necessary to stop these blatantly biased measures. It's a life or death issue for millions of unborn babies. Join with the ACLJ now and send a powerful message to New York City. Add your name to our petition. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.